I'm going to invite the team to come up real quick. Sorry. So for anyone who doesn't know, we just got back from a missions trip to Mazatlan. We stayed on the YWAM base, which just stands for Youth with a Mission. And we did a little bit of ministry through them, and then we did a lot of ministry through Javi, hi Javi, and through Pastor Omar. And they were huge helps to us, so I'm very grateful for them. Our team was 21 people, so this isn't quite all of us, but it is a big chunk. And I just want to say thank you to the leaders who went, who were willing to put up with us for that long in such close quarters. So thank you, John and Tammy, and thank you, Toby and Megan. We couldn't do it without you, and we're really grateful for you. So we're all just going to, well, not quite all of us. A lot of us are going to get up and yap for a bit about what happened. I'm not sure if the pictures are working. They are. Okay, so there will be pictures as well. We're going to do a drama for you guys that we did a lot in Mazatlan. And then Megan was really great and made a video. She stayed up very late, so thank you to her. And then just to cover really quickly the importance of missions, in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." And while that was in Mazatlan, Mexico, that's also here. So hopefully this will inspire all of you as it has inspired all of us in that regard. Thank you.
This world can be cold and bitter. Feels like we're in the dead of winter, waiting on something better. But am I really gonna hide forever? Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. Let your light shine, let your light shine for all to see. Start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So
It's going to be seven words.
Seven words. Seven words.
Seven words. One, two, three.
Strength and honor.
Let's get out of here.
I want to dance like David, I want a faith like Paul, I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though, God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary. I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
For the day when I am a soul on fire.
me return to you again. And Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. To light up my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire.
Yeah, thanks, Megan, for putting that video together. That was awesome. So, yeah, when we landed in Mazatlan around lunchtime and then had a little bit of rest from our travel, and then the next day this team hit the ground running. We just, like, jumped right into doing the build. And I want to thank you guys for your prayers. Felt God watching over us. I'm pretty sure we all came home with our fingers and toes, so that's good. Yeah, so day one we got to we get there, and it's just the aluminum frame of the house. And we get there, and we got to put up all the siding, all the drywall, and all the roofing in one day, which was really awesome. The team did a really good job of making sure everybody was rested and swapping out with each other. And then day two of the build, the team kind of split up. Some of them went to a feeding center, and they also got to see the house that we worked on last year, and got to meet with the family there, and the family actually welcomed them in and walked them through, which was really cool to hear about. Day two of the build, we finished up the inside. We did all the painting and sanding and put up all the trim work. And then, yeah, finished up furnishing it. And so, and it was really cool to see the family that we were building the house for. The whole time we were there, they were just jumping in right with us, helping. And there's a couple of times, like, we would start to take a break for lunch, and I'd see the husband, he'd just start sweeping the floors, picking up trash before the house is even ready. He's already taking care of it diligently, which was really cool to see. And after we finished up the house build, they made us ceviche, which is a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a fish dish. It's cooked in lime, it's raw fish cooked in lime juice with some tomatoes and onions and stuff like that, which was really cool that they would provide a meal for us, and we got to kind of have the first meal of the home together. So that was a blessing. The family really blessed us, I feel like, more so than we were able to bless them. It was really cool to see. So that's really all I had to share. I think Lainey is next.
Hola. Thank you, Megan, for putting the video up, or making that. So on the third day, we went to San Antonio, and there was a lot of kids there, and we got to bless them with bracelets, toys, balloon animals, stuffed animals, and Polaroids. We did a lot of dancing, which was fun, and we got to do a dance that we did last time that we all loved, so that was fun to do again this time. And then I shared my testimony there, and then we did a drama, and then we did a melodrama, so that was really cool to do kind of all at the same time. And a little bit after, or in the beginning, we played with the kids. I think, like, they played soccer and then volleyball and duck duck goose, or however you say it in Spanish. I don't remember. It was like Gato, Gato, Gonzo. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. And then, I lost my train of thought. Yeah. And then we got to feed the kids, so that was really fun. And I think the people there gave us some food for us to eat, and that was really nice of them. So, yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to be talking about the men's prison that I was able to go to. My name is Dayton, and we went on to two different days. So I'll talk about the important aspects of the days that I missed. But in terms of the time that our group went before the trip, I'd often hear people say things like, "I really felt the presence of God in this place or in this space." But for me, that moment came in the men's prison. It wasn't what I expected, not because I hadn't been there before, but I'd went there 2 years ago, but I just didn't expect it to top what it was from 2 years ago. The worship was genuine, their engagement and their patience were inspiring, and their fire of the Lord was undeniable. Their passion was just insane. There was so much joy and surrender in the room, and it was contagious. I'm also going to say patience, because we were going to do a drama called Redeemer. We'll do it for you today. But the flash drive that we had, it only played Chains, which was another drama. So we had to wrestle with that, and we ended up doing Redeemer with no music. And they were so open and so attentive and very engaging in that as well. So it made us feel very comfortable when we were doing that. The theme of our trip was unintentionally supernatural works and healings and miracles. And it was said something very early on in the debrief that we wanted to sort of target that area. And there was a ton of people who came up and asked to be prayed for. And I felt myself praying that prayer of supernatural works, of a miracle, whether it be physical or mental or spiritual. The service that Toby did itself was powerful. He gave a great message. Senior shared his testimony there. It was amazing. And it really resonated with everyone in the room. You could sense that their hearts were being softened and their lives were being touched. On that note, the day that I didn't go, there were two people at first that originally wanted to be baptized, but then they ended up increasing it to five. So they had five people be baptized in that prison, which was a blessing as well. We ended our time there. There was the church, but then we also, they had a mentally ill, a special needs building that we ended there, and we brought food for them, we prayed for them, and just showed them some love. The trip really was such a blessing. I saw God move in ways that I've never seen before, never experienced before, and I'll definitely never forget it. And I'm very grateful that He allowed us to be a part of what He's doing in Mazatlan and in here. And if you ever get the chance to go, I highly recommend it. Thank you. That's pretty much it.
My name is Lillian, and I'm talking about the fun things we got to do because of you guys. We went to the market, and what Dayton was talking about, we flip-flopped the days. So that was really fun to see. It's super chaotic and crazy, but it's really cool to kind of see the interactions that people have with the people there. And then we went to Shekinah, which Toby said he's never done with the team before. And that was insane. We spent the whole day there, and there were a whole bunch of, I am. And there's a whole bunch of activities you can do there, like good spaces for that. It's a, like a day resort and just a whole bunch of pools and stuff like that right by the ocean. And then we had dinner there. And then Javi had two beach days for us, and his wife Claudia provided two lunches for us both days, and that was really, really, we were really grateful for that. And so, yeah, he did the surf school with us. We all kind of learned that. And then we went to the Golden Zone, which is, like, kind of this tourist strip in Mazatlan, and there's a lot of places that it's just kind of, like, the nicer areas to shop and stuff. So we went there right before we went to Poncho's. And Poncho's was, like, our really nice dinner that we did on our last night. And, yeah, so we went there with the Hobbs, and we celebrated Brianna's birthday, as you guys saw in the video. Every time we go, Toby likes to surprise someone with their birthday. So that was also really fun to see. The whole time she was trying to get someone else to celebrate their birthday, but she didn't even know we were doing it. So, but yeah, that's kind of all I have. But yeah, thank you guys.
My name is Cassie. We got to go to a youth group, which I thought was really cool because we just got to see like kids our age that are just like us across the world. And it really showed me like how the family of Christ operates because we were pretty immediately just welcomed with open arms. And I remember one of the first things they said was like, this is your house too. Like everything in here is yours too. And that was really meaningful to me. I remember walking in and I could just like feel God so closely. I looked over at Tatum and I was like, this place is special. Like I didn't know why yet. I didn't know what we were going to do or who we were going to meet, but I could just feel that it was going to be something really good. And then just getting told like, this is your house too, was really impactful to me. Early on in the trip, we kind of decided that Yeshua was like our team song, which is the one that Chris did last. And I remember it came on here and then it came on later. And it was just really cool to see because I feel like it's not that common of a song. But to see how it popped up, and that was definitely God. And then we played Trainwreck with them, which is Never Have I Ever with extra steps and a nice side of chaos. Lots of running. Only two chairs were broken, which I think is a pretty good number. Only one? One and a half. Okay. And then we got to eat and drink with them. They brought food for us, and we brought food for them, and that was really special for me. And then, as you can see, there was a musician, and I got to teach him a little piano duet that we got to perform for the team and the youth group. And it was just really cool to see, because God has used music so many ways in my life, but to see how it could connect me with the family of Christ all the way across the world. So that was really special to me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett, and I had the absolute blessing to be a part of the team for this trip. What I'm going to be talking about is the dump. In complete contrast to what Lily was sharing, the dump was very eye-opening for me, myself. Very able to me to recognize the blessings that I have, even in things that I didn't really understand, things that I had my whole life. So in the dump, there was a lower area and then a higher area. So in the lower areas where they lived, their huts, I would say, like the best that they could do for housing in their area. It was away from the landfill. So we had the pleasure to go around in there and pass out, I believe it was stuffed animals, bracelets. We took pictures, candy as well. That was a very, very blessed time. We split up in teams and then kind of looped around the whole area. And then after that, we all got in the vans and then moved up the hill and towards the top of the landfill. And that's where all the workers were digging through trash, digging through the most trash I've seen in my life. And I believe I was told that they had to fill a big blue bag of, I believe it was a kilogram of plastic. And they got, I believe it was a dollar or less per. 50 cents per, yeah. So they got 50 cents for every one of these big blue bags that they filled with plastic bottles, trash, anything they could find in the landfill. And it was very, very eye-opening for me, and I believe the team as well. Thank you.
We're going to do a melodrama for you. It's going to take a second to get together. So, just it's called Redeemer.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. First off, I'd just like to say thank you for all the prayer and support that you gave us while we were down there. I think I can speak for the whole team when I say that we could really, really feel it. My name's Berkeley. I'm going to be sharing about one of the orphanages that we went to. We've never been there, so we didn't really know what we were going to walk into. We just knew there were going to be kids there. But we get there, we brought a whole bunch of, like, toys and I think it was bracelets, candy, Hot Wheels, Frisbees, and soccer balls, stuff like that. When we got there, there were kids there. They were kind of shy. They didn't really want to come out and do anything at first, but me and Garrett started throwing the Frisbee around, and slowly they started coming out and kicking the soccer ball around. And we taught a couple of them how to play with the Frisbee. It was kind of funny seeing them do it for the first time. They picked it up really quick, and they were having a lot of fun. It was really, really awesome to see that. Then we sat down, and I believe Dayton shared his testimony there. He did a really good job. And then we did some melodramas. If you get a chance, ask AJ about his monkey noises. They're pretty good, and his yodeling. but it was really awesome to just see all the kids there and interacting with us and playing, even though they had never met us before. Just seeing them smile and laugh when we gave them the Hot Wheels, especially. They really liked those. They didn't really like the balloon animals, which is interesting. But there was one kid in particular that we were playing Frisbee with that, I don't know, I just sort of had a connection with him. We were hanging out a little bit. And I had given him one of the Frisbees we had just because it seemed like he really liked playing with it. And just a smile on his face when I did that. I don't think we have any pictures just because not all the kids' parents know that they're there. The leaders there asked us not to share any just because of different situations that they're in and that they came from. But as we were leaving, that same kid that I gave that Frisbee to ran up to me, and he gave me a hug, and then he gave me back one of the toys that we had given him. And it really just sort of touched my heart knowing that they have so little there, and we made such a big impact on them that they wanted to give something back. And it just really makes me think about how much we take for granted. You know, at least for me, I'm pretty stingy with what I have sometimes. And this kid has really not much to his name. And just, it really touched my heart that he wanted to give something back. So, again, thank you just for everything you guys did to support us down there. We could really feel it. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claire. So right after we went to the orphanage, we went to Omar's church, where he has a Wednesday night service. And we were already late because we had taken a long time at the orphanage. So when we get there, they were already all up there and worshiping. And so we all walk in, and you can just feel like everyone there is just so joyful and so excited to be there. There was just so much like emotion packed into that whole evening. And so, we were worshiping for a while, and then we had some testimony shared. We did a couple dramas, and then we had a time where we were praying for anybody who asked us to pray for them, and that was really powerful for us, and we were all able to just like go around and pray for different people. And I think Dayton mentioned that a lot of people came our way who were like physically impaired, and so we were able to pray for a couple people there just for healing. And it was just a really like emotional and powerful time when we were just able to pray for the people, and then they came up and prayed for us, which was also really special. And then while we were praying for people, their worship team was singing that Yeshua song that we were talking about, that was like a really special song for all of us. So it really meant a lot that, you know, we were there. Yeah, it was great. Thank you guys so much.
Hi guys, my name is AJ, and I'm just gonna give you guys a quick rundown of what we did for the homeless under the bridge. So when we first get there, the first thing we do is we helped Pastor Omar set up his table so we can hand out food for them. We had a pretty long line, pretty good amount of people show up. So that went well. And then after that, we started our program. At the beginning, we started with our drama chains. That one's very intense. A lot of people are always very engaged. And that's the one that we beat, like, Berkeley very badly. Me and a couple other people, like, beat up Berkeley pretty bad. So that was fun. that was fun. And then directly after that, I gave a testament of faith. I feel like it was pretty well received. It fit pretty well for the setting that we had. So yeah, that was pretty good. And then Toby shared his sermon, as always, always very well spoken. Fit well with what I had to say in my testimony, as well as with the people that were present. And after that, actually, we were pretty surprised. One of Omar's friends came by with extra food, so we gave food out for a second round. There was a lot of people there that time. I think a lot of people always show up for Omar, so that was great. We all had an opportunity to get in and work. We were all working pretty hard. We all had a role to fill, so that was great. And just a couple of points. We could really tell that everybody was engaged there. Some places, you know, people aren't really paying attention, or they're on their phones, or they're just talking to other people. There you could tell that they were really looking at you and listening to you, even if they were sitting over by the bridge or sitting right at the table next to you, like, they were listening. So I was really inspired by that, and there was a lot of people that came up and asked for prayer. Like Dayton said, we had been praying for people to come to us that needed healing spiritually, mentally, and physically, and I feel like under the bridge, we really got that opportunity. So, yeah.
Hi, guys. My name's Brianna. This was my first time going to Mexico, and I'm going to be talking about the baptisms. You can see a picture of mine. This was actually my first baptism, so it was very special. I got the chance to be baptized in the ocean, as well as most of us that were there. And it was just so special. Like Dayton was saying earlier, you could really feel the presence of God there as we all got baptized. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys for all your prayers and support for us. Thank you.
Okay, hi, I'm Nicole, and I had the privilege to be one of the translators there along with Javier. I just wanted to share about how it was really, really cool to be able to kind of connect with the locals there without having to go through a translator. That was really cool. A lot of them were like, "Your Spanish is really good." that was pretty cool, because I had been really, really nervous about just my grammar wasn't that good, but they were really forgiving about that. I had been really nervous about at the women's prison. I was the only translator there, and so I had to translate two testimonies and the entire message that Tammy shared, but that ended up going really, really well, so I think that's all I had to share.
Hi, I'm Grace. Today I'm not covering a specific event that happened on the trip, but how our momentum and efforts through this team was Christ-centered, and that was evident since day one. As a few people have mentioned, we decided on day one we were going to pray big because we know God is big. We prayed for healing over the community in all forms, miracles in Jesus' name, in their hearts, in their spirits, just all over this town and community and every person we encountered. For me, the prayer was so evident, and that just like, God hears, because it just kept happening. We decided we just got off the plane, and so many of us had mentioned, we feel that God's going to do something, let's pray big. And that happened everywhere we went, time and time again. Someone came up asking for healing. Someone came up with an infirmity, and we prayed. I've never seen a group of young people pray so fervently in Jesus' name. The great thing about the Toby team, as we're called, is it's primarily youth-led. So we were able to step aside and say, guys, let's pray. Guys, let's worship. As that song goes, "Start a Fire in Me," I believe a fire was started in each one of us individually as this time went. If you were sharing your testimony that day, we prayed for you. if we were in the vans on the way somewhere, if it was a 5-minute drive, if it was an hour drive, we worshiped in that van the entire way there. If you had something on your heart, and we wholly lifted it to God, it was a comfortable space where each person was vulnerable, and that was received with worship and prayer. We prayed passionately and hard for this community, and I think we all felt and saw the fruits of it. This built a fortitude in all of us in our hearts for coming home and a readiness to keep praying for this community because God's community is everywhere, right? Many nights we spent hand in hand worshiping and lifting prayer to God. A few times we got a little too loud even and got a little trouble here and there. But this community blessed all of us individually as much as we blessed them. And we are, I'm speaking for all of us, we were all so thankful to be able to have this opportunity to serve in God's name. Thank you.
Hi, I'm still Cassie. So just before I have my little outro, something I notice is like we are always wondering like how can we get closer to God? How can we get closer to God? And I think a number of us were like, why every time when we go to Mexico do we feel like so much closer than we do at home? But something that we do in Mexico is we have completely set ourselves aside, or at least we do our best to. And everything we do is centered around Christ. We wake up early for devotionals. As Grace said, we pray and we worship. In our spare time, we pray over the rooms. We prayed before we went to sleep. So I guess I just want to maybe encourage you all, like the difference it can make and the joy and the peace you receive when you set yourself aside and you really say, like, God, this is your day, and I'm going to do your will. It's really a beautiful thing. So I was really inspired by that. I encourage you all to be inspired by that, even if it's just like waking up 30 minutes early to really spend time with God. It made a big difference for our team. And then I just want to thank you, everyone, for your prayers and for your financial support. It means a lot for us to be able to do this. And I know that we were able to make a big impact on the community there. So thank you to the family of Christ that we have here for allowing us to spread the gospel in Mazatlan. And then just that we can be inspired by people in Mazatlan, like their boldness and faith and their openness and how receptive they are. And just like the unreserved way that they're willing to worship and the way that God has moved on this trip. So we thank you all. You're all very close to our hearts. And if you would continue praying for us, I know a number of us aren't feeling the best. So we would really appreciate that. But thank you.
He's newly married. Hey, Maddie. Yeah, they're on their honeymoon still for the next 73 years, right? Right? Come on. We're honeymooning for a while. Anyway, Eli's been a part of this group for a long, long time, so I invited him to come up and pray for us. So why don't you stand up with us, grab a hand of somebody, because we're all in this together. All right, Eli.
Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for this team and that you gathered them together for this trip, God. I just thank you for keeping them safe and getting them home safe and just protecting them while they're there, God. I know, Cassie, you mentioned some of them aren't feeling that great, so I pray that you would just heal them, and I pray that they would just lean on you during this time. Again, I just praise you for their safety, and thank you for getting them back well. And I know that they went on that trip to bless other people and to love on other people and to share your gospel. But God, there's no doubt in my mind that they were touched just as much as everybody that they touched, God. And so I pray that fire that they mentioned was lit inside of them. God, I pray that wouldn't stop in Mazatlan. I pray that would just continue into their lives here in Indiana. And they would just use that to reach their families and their friends and their communities. And just everybody would see your love in them and your joy in them. And they would just want to know you because of that, God. And I pray for no fame or no glory in their name. But I pray that your name would grow through this team. And as they're back here in Indiana, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So one of the things they mentioned is people there worship passionately. So when we've been to the prison before, those guys go at it so hard that the guards will come over and try to quiet them down a little. And we rattled the gates of hell during that worship time. So how about we rattle a little bit here, all right? So let's worship for just a song or two. All right, team, you guys did great.